Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and today I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day. You know, I had to. After all, today is Valentine's Day. My relationship with Valentine's Day is a bit of a twisted road. I can remember back in elementary school when every student had to give every other student a Valentine's card. Except it never quite worked out that way. My card numbers never added up. And of course, I was the guy that just happened to be missing the lollipop from the cards from the cute girls. As you get into your 20s and hopefully have meaningful relationships, Valentine's Day takes on an entirely different meaning. It becomes the one day of the year you have to prove your love to your significant other, and you do that by buying the obligatory card, chocolate, and flowers. Nice try, but sure lacks originality. When I was dating my wife, early in our relationship, I borrowed her truck on Valentine's Day, and me and my brother installed a killer sound system. Audiophile sound says love, as far as I'm concerned. That system rocked. Of course, the amateur install took all day, and she thought we stole her truck. But that's an entirely different story. In the end, I scored some points, and I proved how much I love my gal. Overall, though, I find Valentine's Day pretty one-sided. Hey, it's the guy-dad perspective. I'm sorry. Normally, us guys aren't getting any awesome gifts on Valentine's Day. It's all about our girlfriends and wives and our kids. Are you seriously crying about this, Coelho? Well, yeah, I want a killer sound system in my car. I do find this holiday pretty amusing. Us men have been conditioned to take out our significant others to dinner, purchase gifts, and be nice the entire day. We even have to listen and pay attention. That's a daunting task. As you get older in life and have been with your partner for years, Valentine's Day just becomes kind of silly. I buy my wife chocolates and flowers pretty regularly, so doing it on Valentine's Day has lost all meaning. What can I do on Valentine's Day? What is unique? Perhaps I should take the one chore she has been asking me to do around the house for the last 12 months and actually do it. After all, men's value is tied to their manual labor. You know, hanging bookshelves, fixing garage doors, plugging up the holes around the windows so they aren't leaking during the rainstorms. So men, man up and actually do the top item on your honey to-do list this Valentine's Day instead of buying a flower arrangement at Costco. Now, as for my wife, she did something pretty unique years ago on Valentine's Day. She sent a choir group from Arcata High to my classroom at Humboldt State. There I was, teaching away, and a group of high schoolers came into my classroom and sang me a love song. My students thought it was pretty darn funny. I was pretty embarrassed. I will say this, my wife did remember me that day. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Valentine's Day is all about taking a life pause, grabbing your significant other, and saying, hey, you matter to me, babe, even if I am a grumpy turd most of the year. Now, whether that's enough to get you folks through another year, that's an entirely different story. It's Marty Coelho for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.